Instagram plans to add new AI-powered search features. According to the Daily Star, shout out to the Daily Star for their first time appearance in the OmniTalk Fast Five. With this feature, users can initiate conversations with an AI chatbot and enter unique search queries to find photos and reels. For example, if a user types in a prompt like beautiful Maui sunset reels, something I've typed in quite often, and they can access relevant reels content fitting the requested theme and subject matter. And I'm curious, do you think this is just another example of the often heard refrain generative AI is getting overhyped, or do you think there's something to this headline?
Oh no, I think this is brilliant. I love it. I think, we've talked multiple times on the show. This is already the type of place where the next generation, even like millennials and Gen Xers, are starting to do this too, where you're going for product recommendations and inspiration, restaurant recommendations, service discovery. Like, I think now with Gen AI being added into this, and I tried to upload or update it, I haven't been able to try this for myself quite yet. But I mean, I think you can, I just imagine, like, you take Not sorry, I'm not concerned about Maui sunsets, but I think if you
You're not?
take
Oh, God, kidding with the
no,
program,
but
man.
if you take like restaurant search as a baseline, okay, like
All right.
typically I'll go into Instagram and I'll type in like if I'm gonna be at a place, look for a restaurant near where I'm going to be.
Right.
You have to scroll through reels and all kinds of things of people that you maybe don't know or do know, and so it's still time consuming. I
Yeah.
think right now if you just search like best restaurants near me, you get that first
Yep.
display of things. Then I think you can start having this conversational relationship with the Gen AI inside TikTok to help like continue to refine this. Like, does this place accommodate my gluten-free friend? Is there something similar but less expensive? Like, all of this is just going to continue to bolster and refine like what those search results are, making it a go-to destination for search from just expanding that across all the generations. And I think takes what TikTok was doing with their search platform for creators and just pluses it up a notch, because now you can still like you have all this data you're collecting about what people are interested in finding out, and like you can get even more specific for the creators to create this content that people are looking for. But are you in the same realm as I am? Because I'm very excited about it.
Yeah, no, I'm actually, as you're talking, and I'm sitting back here and I'm like worried that I'm gonna lose you to the gram even more than I do. For those listening, Anne, as soon as we get on a plane, she's on the gram. And if you give her this capability, like, oh my God, she's gonna get lost in the rabbit hole so fast. Cause you would do it exactly like you're describing it,
Yes,
especially for
yes.
restaurants. Yeah, 100% you would. You would do it exactly as you're describing it. And you honestly are probably waiting with bated breath to give this an honest go over time and to have it help improve your life. But to answer your question, I think generative AI is so underhyped. And for me, in like the retail community, the way I think the retail community is looking at this, to me, it's like the movie Swingers. You remember the movie Swingers?
Yes.
Yeah, no one saw that movie in the theater. No one, no one. And it wasn't until it went out on
Yeah.
VHS, if you remember, VHS and then cable. And that thing, and the same thing is going to happen here, especially in terms of generative AI's impact on search commerce in the long run. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Digital commerce is going to fundamentally change because of the intersection of two things. One is video commerce, and the second is what you just talked about, generative AI search. When those two things come together, there's going to be beautiful music that starts to play, and none of us know exactly what that's going to look like. So the question every executive listening to this podcast should be asking him or herself is this. They should be asking, how do we stay in front of this convergence and steal share from our competitors who will be slow to react? That's the
Right.
question that should be on the table as you're thinking about how to defend yourself in the upcoming, what's going to be, I think, not just an evolution, but a complete revolution of how digital commerce is done. That's my take. And did I throw enough
There's
hyperbole in there for
gonna
you?
be posters of generative AI search all over college dorm rooms everywhere, just like there was from
With a
with
martini glass or whatever
John
he has in that
Favreau, or
photo.
who,
Yeah.
no, it wasn't
Vince
John
Vaughn.
Favreau, Vince, with the martini glass that was
Yes.
plastered all over dorm room walls.
Yes.